Hello?
Yes.
Bob?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. President. How are you, sir?
Fine. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you.
I called yesterday, but you hadn't gotten in, and I know what problem you have, and I want to make it easier and not more difficult, but I wanted to give you a little background that we had had here. And see any way that we can fit into your plans, and we only want to supplement and complement and cooperate and not try to do anything that would require you giving any of your time to us.
Well, I know Paul Scovane told me that he had talked to you, and I know while I was with Commissioner Murphy, he'd been in touch with J. Edgar Hoover a few times, too.
I asked Hoover to call him and not do anything that he didn't know about, but to make available to him everything that Hoover had and all the resources of his facilities, if they were of any benefit.
Right.
Now, we find some rather extreme elements instigating and providing leadership for some of these difficulties. In Georgia, we've got a little hotbed of Klansmen. Mm-hmm. In Mississippi, we have somewhat the same situation. And it's my own belief, Bob, and I think you ought to watch it very carefully.
Right.
It's my own belief that some of these right-wingers, whether they're unmask or not, are contributing something to this and financing a little of this and trying to start it. And I anticipate that Harlem's the first place and California will be the next place and Philadelphia will be the next place to kind of prove what he said in his acceptance speech, that the cities of this country are going to be in a hell of a shape. And I would certainly look for anything of that kind, and I wouldn't be too quick just to lay it on to one group. I noticed some of them say, oh, well, it's the communists are taking over.
Yeah,
I have no doubt but what there's some people with those tendencies mixed up in these things, and I have no doubt but what there's some extremists of all kinds, and I think it's a good thing to raise the question whether some of this stuff's being fomented and contributed from outside and make the other people stop and think a little bit, particularly Negroes, before they become the tools of some of these right-wing cranks.
That's right.
And if the Negroes realize, and if the country realizes, and if the press realizes that these statements, that extremism is a virtue,
right,
and that there's some right-wingers plotting and giving a little encouragement to this too, why, it will not be as dangerous to us as it would be otherwise, and I think we can put a halt to it. I'm asking Hoover to particularly watch that.
Fine, good. I took a ride up in Harlem last night. I rode around with Murphy in an unmarked car, and it wasn't so bad up there. It seemed to shift over to
Brooklyn. Yeah.
And then, of course, the taxi said they may want to go to the southeast Bronx, you see, and that sort of stretches our manpower a bit, but so far we're all right in that direction. I'm going to go on television tonight in New York here and see what we can do to help calm things down a bit, and we may have some further information, too, from our people in the FBI along the lines that you have just mentioned, too, sometime today.
That's good. You watch for that, and whatever you get, let the folks know it, because the good people of this country don't want this unrest fomented, and I think it's already got some of these people upset that they would say extremism is a virtue, because that's almost like advocating rioting.
Yeah, that's right. And matter of fact, up in Harlem last night, I couldn't believe it till I saw it. I had some of these youngsters up there with these helmets that they wear on motorcycles and the two-way walkie-talkies.
Huh.
They keep in touch with one another.
Yeah, well, they've...
Everybody must be giving them that equipment. I mean,
yeah,
they're not buying that stuff themselves.
No, and He's kind of set a model, an electronic model, and he tells them how he's kind of a hero at the moment. We have to be very, very cautious about it. Now, what we want to do here is Hoover will stay very close in touch with Murphy, and we have great respect for him, and whatever we can do to supplement it, and if there are any federal acts that they violated, any of the things that cover, well, we want to be there to have full information, and we'll act with you any way we can and supplement your efforts and support you any way we can. I wanted to call you yesterday, but I got tied up in a science meeting at 5:30 and they told me you were getting in, but I thought I better do it this morning. I want you to be sure to know that that we're behind you.
Fine, wonderful, Mr. President. I assume if anyone I asked the whether I was in touch with the audience, say yes.
Yes, just say that as soon as you got back, the President called you, and he had talked to Scavane, and he told Scavane he wanted to talk to you when he got back, and he told you that the FBI was there and was going to be there in full force to investigate any possibilities of federal violations and supplement and complement and cooperate with the local authorities, and that they would be available for anything that they were authorized to do that you felt ought to be done.
All right. Wonderful. Thanks a million, Mr. President, and I'll keep in touch.
All right, and I won't talk to you about Atlantic City in a day or two, so
okay.
You get your fingers at this thing, and then be sure that we're in control there.
Right.
All right.
Fine.